In other words, you never could get the land the way to get it today. I don't care what you did, you know, today, you, with the tools you got today, you can prepare the land, you know, just like ashes there. You don't have no claws in the land when you get to preparing it today, but in those days you couldn't get rid of the claws.
Yeah. What kind of land do you have here?
Well, we got a good mixture of land. We got some places we got good sand land, and some places we got a mixed land. And that mixed land grows a better crop. Sand land would pack right away, you know, when it rained or something like that. You know, because the meal is a fine grain. And the mixed land is a coarser grain, you know. It stay mealy longer than what the sand land would. The rain don't pack it as much, you know. Sand land, the rain packs it wrong. And that mixed land don't.
Yeah. Have you got that clay soil?
We don't have no clay.
Any soil is part sand or part clay?
We don't have no clay there.
Yeah. Well,
you got to go across the river to find clay.
What do they call that soil that...
We got sand land, yeah, and black land. That's what we call it, mixed land.
Yeah.
That's what we call it.
This land here is... the type of land that you can only work 1 hour of the day, and that's when you're eating lunch, right?
We don't have too much of that.
They call that?
Yeah.
What?
We don't have no more of that land since we got all them big tractors and all that, you know. Since we got the equipment we got today, you ain't got that kind of land no more.
Yeah.
Used to have that when you used to use horses and mules, yeah. You had some of this black land, that gummy land, we used to call it us. Black land, but we don't have that no more now. Today, with the tools you got today, all the land is a big land. You make a better crop in a mixed land than you do in the sandy land.
Yeah.
And the days that used to work with mules and that, well, the sandy land was the best land. You know, that's the land you could work better and you could do more with. But today is not the same. A good mixed land today is better than sandy land.
It's all like whipping up a batter today, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
With those big machines they got.
The machine they got today.
I used to work for Littleston Company. That's a peanut combine company out of, and they make combines out of my hometown in Georgia. But Alice Chambers is a great company. That's a fine company.
I worked for them people 29 years.
I bet you saw a lot of change in the type of machines.
Lord. I went to Memphis many times. Whenever new equipment would come out, I was the man used to go out there.
Memphis?
Yeah, Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah.
That's where the
branch that used to...
make all
the stuff. That used to serve us, you know?
Uh-huh.
That used to serve the man that I worked for. See, the man that I worked for, he was the only dealer in the state of Louisiana as long as he lived. I just tell him a keen equipment. He was the only dealer. He's the one that designed the tools that was used to cultivate cane and everything. He designed them, and he the one designed the tractor. He's the man that put the first rubber tire tractor to go in the field and everything.
Wow.
I went and looked at the first two tires, cleat tires that was put on a tractor in Labadorville. When they came in, the first two tires that ever was put on was made by Firestone.
Uh-huh. They all had, inside the tire, they had
a tube, yeah.
All
the tractors had tubes then, you know. Today maybe they don't, but in those days we all had tubes. But the first